www.thebeatles.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? I was feeling so bad. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always get a new prescription for a new you, America. Gail in Palm Springs shot me an email and said, I suffer from arthritis. What can I do to help the flare-ups? Well, first thing, it depends on if it's rheumatoid arthritis or if it's osteoarthritis, two different ones. Osteoarthritis, also more, a little bit more on the degenerative side. And then, of course, rheumatoid has an autoimmune component to it where the body's attacking itself on an ongoing basis. And there's different medications that can work. But there's also a lot of natural things that can work. And here's the big one. Depending on whether it's rheumatoid, being the autoimmune one, or osteoarthritis, being more the degenerative one, here's the deal. When it comes to arthritis, first thing you've got to do is reduce inflammation in the body. Why? An itis is an inflammatory condition, period. So itis means inflammation. Remember, if you're eating foods that are creating inflammation in the body, if you're living a lifestyle that's inflaming the body or creating inflammation in the body, then you're working against yourself every single day. First things first, change the way you eat. Change the way you eat, change the way you live. Period. It doesn't happen any other way. So the choices come down to you, Gail. I would encourage you to follow the anti-inflammatory diet. Where do you find that? It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. And you can find that at DrAsaOnCall.com. Now, is that a push? Yes, because I think you should read the book. Period. The foods in there, worked very hard to list all of them out. You've got all the ones that will create inflammation and that you should avoid, and the ones that will help you avoid the inflammation altogether. So there's two food lists in there that will be very helpful to you. The other issue with arthritis is figuring out if it is rheumatoid or not, and you can go to your physician, get some simple blood tests done. They'll run all of the tests and give you a great answer. If it is rheumatoid, and that's what we're talking about, you've got to deal with the immune system. All right. If it's autoimmune, meaning the body's attacking itself, you've got two major components in that. You've got the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells. The key is to figure out which one of those, if you're dealing with autoimmune, if it's rheumatoid, you've got to figure out which one of those is active and which one is dormant, because one of those is going to be chilled out and the other one is going to be at work, if you will. Now, the key is with autoimmune process, if that's where we're going with this, that autoimmune, once you turn the light switch on, you can't turn it off technically. But if you can find a dimmer switch, then that's the way to go. So it's about finding the dimmer switch. And there's ways to figure out whether TH1 is more active or TH2. You can use green tea, and echinacea tea is a great way to figure it out. Also, they have some blood tests that they can check. They're very expensive, but they can figure out exactly which aspect of that is being affected. And of course, different medications are involved. There are also some natural alternatives that can be helpful. Osteoarthritis, different animal, standard degeneration within the body, wear and tear of the joints. You've got lack of vitamin D typically, and you've got calcium that's not being utilized within the body and breakdown in the collagen. I mean, there's a host of cascade of events that can happen. But again, that goes back to diet. It goes back to weight-bearing exercise, and it goes back to activity levels within the body. And that comes down to lifestyle. So it comes down to the choices that you're making every single day, Gail, and whether or not you're going to change them or whether or not you're going to stay where you are. That comes down to you. That is something that I can't help, but you can. I can encourage you, but you're the one that has to make the change. Scientists identify a new gene for stubborn breast cancers. They're saying they've identified a gene which is linked to about 70% of breast cancer cases that are resistant to hormone treatments. This is actually a big deal. So since hormones can trigger the growth of tumors, treatments that inhibit those hormones can be a key to treating certain breast cancers. Researchers at the Massachusetts-based Whitehead Institute for Biomedical Research wrote in a journal, Nature, The examples include tamoxifen, which is a class of drug called aromatase inhibitor, the BBC News reported, and the newly identified a gene called the PHGDH, which much more active than the tumors, do not respond to hormone therapies, the scientists wrote. And the researchers said the identifying of the gene could one day lead to a drug that could inhibit the gene's harmful activity. That was in the BBC News. I think that's incredible. And if you've ever been around breast cancer or been around the treatment or been around surgery and seen the devastation of what women go through with this at such a young, early age, it is incredible. One of my close friends lost his wife when she was only about 36 or 37, I believe, left him widowed with three little girls. And watching that entire process of them doing everything natural they could, and then, of course, going on and doing chemo and radiation, double radical bilateral mastectomy, and going through all of that, and then watching her eventually pass on was just amazing. And that's a friend. You know, it's funny, you got a doctor hat, and then you got a friend hat, and when you're dealing with friends, it's like the doctor hat just goes off, and you can see patient after patient go through that, and your heart feels for them. But when it's someone close like family or friends, it's a really tough thing. So to watch that, it's pretty amazing. So to find research that's coming out that they could find even genetic links and markers that they could locate to block or come up with medications that could block that, very encouraging, very exciting. And, of course, everybody's got their opinion on cancer research. I have mine. But I'll tell you this. There are some people out there that are doing great, scientists out there, rather. You have a lot of predisposition to disease, meaning that your grandpa had it, grandmother had it, dad, mom. Knowing that you got some genetic links in there, then should that make you concerned? Yeah, it should, because genetics do play a role. And if they tell you it doesn't, whoever's telling you that is wrong, because it does play a role. Now, is it everything? No. But that should light a fire under you. If you're over the age of 30, or even 35, and you're not paying attention to your health, you're not making major lifestyle changes, you're not really doing what it takes over and above to radically transform your health, somebody needs to shake you right now. Because time is your greatest asset, and I can't tell you how many people that I see, even today, there's a 45-year young guy, 45, with a wife and kids, that is now going to have to go through surgery to have his entire colon removed. He's going to have a bag attached to him forever. He's overweight. It's his second bout of bowel cancer. Second. And the amazing thing to me is, and I didn't ask him today because it would have been very inappropriate in the setting, but my question is, at what point, when you get cancer the first time, do you not have such a moment with yourself that you have such a radical change in the way that you think, a radical change in the way that you live? You look at your wife and your kids and say, enough is enough. It's such a wake-up call that things don't change. I don't get that. It bothers me to the core, because people can live better. It's not the doctor's fault. All he's going to do is cut out the colon because it's standard of care, because it's the guy's best option so the cancer doesn't come back. But 7 years ago when the king had cancer for the first time, what moment did he not have just a radical transformation that says, I have to change and get my life back because I can beat this? Maybe no one told him. But that's the difference. You're listening to this show right now, and I'm telling you that there's hope.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. cure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Check check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off now and go with Greg. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Living well, man. What's up?
Well, I'm a chiropractor in the Colorado area, and
okay,
I just wanted to call out and just to tell you how much I appreciate your show. I listen to you on the way home at night and learn lots and lots of information. I've been a chiropractor for over 20 years, and I'm just really starting to, last two to five years, include nutrition a lot in my practice, and just have seen a whole bunch of new results with adding the nutrition to what I do in my practice.
That's great. What area of Colorado are you in?
I'm in Northland. That's north of Denver, Metro area.
That's great. And, so you started adding it, started adding it to your nutrition.
What's that?
So you started adding it into your practice and started seeing a lot of great results, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I have a whole bunch. And I had a case I wanted to just talk to you about, and I need to get going, so I'll just mention some things to you, and then I'll listen to you on the air if that's all right.
Sure.
I have a young patient who's diabetic. I believe it's they're brittle diabetic. They're 30, 31 years old. Went into renal failure, doing dialysis three times a week. Coming in, getting the adjustment, and then I'm also doing high power therapeutic laser, and on the kidneys to try and start some proliferation, get some proliferation there, and also some regrowth of the tissue and stimulation there. And then they have been. They've asked me about lymphatic because she's having trouble with her fluids, moving her fluids, and she's swelling a lot. And so she's been getting some, she has her regular doctors, and they're giving her information, and she is on some medications, but she's also asking more about what she can do nutritionally to try and help move the lymphatic system.
Okay. Now, do you have her doing any exercise at all whatsoever?
Yeah, she does exercise, but with doing the dialysis three times a week is making her real sick, and it's real hard for her to keep active. She's very small. She's not overweight. Maybe 100 pounds if that. And but just today I saw her today. She was very swollen, and holding on to life basically is what she's trying to do right now. She's not on a list yet. She's trying to get on the list for kidneys. And a pancreas, but she hasn't been able to get on the list yet. So,
is she? I mean, how much exercise can she handle? 10 minutes a day, you think?
I think on good days she can. On the days she's not doing dialysis, I think that she's more up and has more energy, and probably could do at least 10, maybe more.
Okay, so it kind of phases in and out with the dialysis, from what she's telling
me. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what, here's a couple of things. I mean, you're taking care of the nervous system, which I think is really important, and you're guiding her nutrition, which is fantastic. You know, her eating is going to be very, very important through all this. Here's the key, though, with the lymphatic system, from what I've seen, okay? With someone like that can't really do a lot, then one of the best exercises that she can do, provided her age and ability for where she is, I think, is the mini trampoline, rebounding. And they have some really inexpensive ones, urbanrebounder.com. They have the little stabilization bars. They're really good. That's the one that we've always used in our clinics. And they're really fantastic. And she could do 5 minutes a day, 3 minutes a day. You know, it's kind of like whatever she's up to. And she can have it at home so she doesn't feel like she has to go to some gym and go and use her energy even driving and do all of that. She can do it at home. And then when she's done, she's done. And she can go sit down or do whatever she needs to do. But it doesn't mean she has to jump up and down like a wild woman either. You know that. She can just get up on the toes and get that pumping mechanism going, holding on to the stabilization bar, which would be really good for her. And if you don't have one of those in your clinic, I would encourage you to get one, even a couple, so people can work on their lymphatics while they're in your clinic, especially if they don't have them at home. It's great therapy, and you can also use it with the therapeutic laser that you use as well. It'd be a great tool to help restore function, like you're talking about, increase proliferation and stimulate different organs and glands and systems to function at a higher level. So it's a great little tool to use. But yeah, I mean, that's something that she could easily purchase, not really expensive, but she could have at home that could increase our health. And for diabetes, when someone's in acute renal failure, I'm going to tell you something that really not that that I have used personally, but I have seen other practitioners use, and they've got phenomenal results. Matter of fact, one guy was given about 2 months to live based on his renal function, and he started using these products. You might want to pass the information along to her. Now, it's not evidence-based, obviously, but it's from in the natural world, as you know, there's a lot of studies that have not been done to prove anything. But cayenne pepper and also juniper berries, those two together, for this guy, it didn't restore his kidneys back to, normal, but it slowed down the degeneration to the point where it started regenerating a little bit, and he's still going strong. They gave him months, and it's about 3 years later, and the guy's still going strong. So she might want to do some research on that. You might want to look up some research and give her some handouts or do some research on it to give her some guidance in that. But, yeah, that is well-known now that I've even been studying it more for renal function. Pretty incredible. And you talk to a lot of nephrologists, and they really, once your kidneys start going downhill, that's it. And it's just management from there. Get on the list. Hope for the best. And I'm glad you're taking a proactive approach with her and kind of coaching her step by step. We need that. And I think it's great with what you're doing, Chris, with her. So keep up the great work, and we'll help you any way that we can to support you from this point, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Jonah from Florida writes, I've been struggling with prostate issues. My doctor says I have BPH. What is that, and what can I do? Well, BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, it's the old prostate. Guys, we deal with that at some point. If you're over the age of 40, you need to have your prostate checked manually. Not a lot of fun, fellas. And also with your blood test, prostate-specific antigen, always important. Getting that done on a regular basis. So here's the key, though. They've done a lot of research, and there's a lot of natural products that can help. That's salt, palmetto, pumpkin seed oil, zinc, because it's the number one mineral that we use as men. All of those can be helpful. And don't forget, an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. Just some helpful hints, Jonah, for prostate issues. Now,
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Now 888-283-7272
and check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. What are you struggling with? Thinking about different issues with your health. We talk about them on the show, all kinds of issues. But what about smelly feet? It's smelly feet, they're saying in a new article. Could it be a weapon against malaria? Now, if you've never been to a third world country and dealt with any type of infectious disease, such as malaria, then you haven't been to Africa, because it's one of the most challenging disease processes that they have there. Matter of fact, most people get immunized from malaria when they build their defense against malaria before they go there. They'll take kind of like an immunization. It's medication that they'll take. And they'll take it for about 7 days before the trip, and of course then take it during the trip. And it tends to help build up an immune resistance to malaria itself. But the mosquito netting and the bug spray, which are common weapons in Africa to fight against malaria, but researchers now have identified another contender, smelly feet. So in a new project funded by the Gates Foundation, scientists will be able to use foot odor to lure disease-carrying mosquitoes to a trap where they will be poisoned, the Associated Press reported Thursday. So, if successful, the project could lead to development of mosquito traps for widespread use outside the home. This agency said Dr. Fredos Okamuno, which is the director of research at Tanzania's Health Institute, said he combines 8 chemicals to replicate the musky scent of human feet. He told the news agency his customized scent attracts 4 times as many mosquitoes as humans, and the poison eradicates nearly all the flying insects. It was actually a Dutch scientist who discovered the mosquitoes' fondness for feet, he said. Interesting. So each year, more than 220 million new cases of malaria occurred worldwide and almost 800,000 deaths. I mean, that's a big deal. So, smelly feet, really? It's amazing the kind of issues that they're coming up with and the kind of information that they find. It's just interesting to me. All right, let's kick it off now and go with Jim. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Ainsley. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's up?
I had a question for you. Just curious to get your take on ionizers and drinking high alkaline water for your diet to help improve pH.
Okay. What is your question? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it worth it? Is it not?
Yeah. It seems to have made a big difference for my wife. She was struggling with sciatica, and, you know, I thought it was kind of voodoo science when I heard about it. And she started drinking, 9.5 pH water. And within, I'd say, a week of starting to drink that water, she was off all prescription medication for her pain and her swelling in her leg, in her left leg.
Well, are you asking me, is it a bunch of bunk?
Yeah, basically.
Well, what do you think? She's off all the medications. What is that? I'm not being smart. Like, I'm just saying, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think there's something to it. I just don't understand it. I mean, it seems too simple to be true, I guess.
Okay. No, that's valid right there. All right, so here's the deal. We have a pH in our body. About 7.0 is neutral. If it gets below that, we're called acidic. And if we go above that, it's more alkaline. Now, the difference is you've got different types of water. You have spring water, which typically can have a lot of the inorganic minerals in it, which a lot of people, that's what they get most concerned about, is the inorganic minerals can build up in the body, causing issues like arthritis and deposits, mineral deposits within the body that can cause some issues, potentially leading to disease. Now, the other issue is when you go for more alkalinity in the body, typically when you're more alkaline, you're less susceptible to issues like cancer. But here's the other challenge, too. The body has a pretty strong mechanism, buffering mechanism, for the 7.0 that it shoots for. And with the different buffering mechanisms that it has, it's always going to shoot to be in equilibrium, meaning it's always going to shoot to be in balance. So the body's always fighting for that way, for that anyway. Now, the whole pH concept of eating foods and all that is beneficial. You can take yourself from being acidic into being more alkaline, or more alkaline into being more acidic, and it is possible to do that. But the buffering system in the body is working for you at the same time. And a lot of people think, well, it's only what I eat that's going to get me back to that 7.0. No, your body, really, the body's shooting for that range for the most part. 7.2, technically, in medical terms, 7.1 to 7.2 is really the better range. But from more of the natural alternative perspective, 6.8 to 7.2.
Okay, so would the best thing be to continue to test your saliva or something to see where your alkalinity is at?
You want to do first urine with the paper in the morning, first urine stream in the morning. That's going to give you a true read of where the person is. And 9 times out of 10, if you do the urine first thing in the morning on that pH paper, it's going to be acidic. A lot of people are. Now, when it becomes alkaline, then you're making some good progress. But so many people eat, you know, their diets just don't have the right kind of foods in it, regardless of the water. And the water will help, and that's why it's probably helped her. But again, your foods make as much a difference as the water does. But I think it's incredible that she's made those strides. But I hope that makes sense, because there's a lot of science in what she's doing. It's not just kind of hearsay or some marketing deal that is just somebody's out selling a big water, and you know, an ionizing water unit. It's not somebody hawking their stuff. There's a lot of good science to it. And a lot of the water we have, tap water, of course, but even a lot of the bottled water is garbage. It really is. And there's not a lot of regulation on it. So, I mean, distilled water is always a good one to go with. If you don't have one of those units, distilled water is always a good way to go, because it's free of the inorganic minerals. And, you know, I would encourage you, if she's wanting to go that route and she's been dealing with those medications for a long period of time, in addition to the water, make sure she's eating foods that will be more on the alkaline side. And there's too many for me to mention, just if you're wondering. There's plenty in my book. There's plenty in books out there that talk about pH. And there's a book called The pH Diet or something like that that's really beneficial. So you can check into that as well. But, yeah, I mean, I would encourage her because, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. You've already seen it work before your eyes. And I love hearing stories like that because, I mean, she's living better because of some natural choices that she's made. She took responsibility for her health. That's powerful. So drink the water. Good stuff. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, Facebook and Twitter, both at Dr. Asa On Call. Sign up, join up, and get involved in everything going on with the show. If you haven't, we've also got our email newsletter that's coming out. That'll be right around the corner. Let's go now to Candy. Hi, Candy.
How are you?
I'm living well, darling. What's up? How can I help?
I'm having problems with a panic and anxiety attack.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on?
Yes. Well, I really don't know. I had these panic attacks, anxiety attacks back in 2001, and that just, you know, went away, and just all of a sudden, it just hit me all at once again.
Well,
like I can't breathe, you know, I'm smothering, and like I'm going to pass out. And then, you know, of course, I get nauseated, sick, like I'm going to throw up and diarrhea and stuff. So I went to a doctor. I was on vacation in Gulf Shores, and so I went to the urgent care there. They did EKG, and it came back perfect. And so he told me to follow up my doctor, so I did. So they put me on Zoloft and Xanax.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my question is, what triggers anxiety attacks?
Well, the mechanism in the body that triggers the anxiety is a neurotransmitter that's called GABA. And when it gets low in the brain, then it triggers anxiety. So most of the medications like Xanax or any of the benzodiazepines, what they target is to raise GABA levels up, which causes you to chill out. Problem is those drugs are very addictive, and if you use them over and over for a long period of time, it takes more of the drug to get the same result, and that can be the challenging part. I am not a big fan of the benzos at all, not even for a moment. I mean, I'm just not a fan at all. Don't like them. Most physicians don't like them if you talk to them, and there's a lot of natural ways to help with that. But the big trigger outside of that is more of emotional stress, meaning, you know, just stuff going on in life. Have you had some things come up recently that have been tough or difficult?
No, that's what I keep saying. It's depression, but I'm not depressed about anything. Everything was great. I mean, you know, here I'm on vacation at the beach and it just hits me. I mean, it's all at once.
Yeah.
I mean, no stress at work, home. I mean, nothing. I mean,
life is good, and you're just feeling all anxious, right?
I guess just like a while ago, took Xanax, and as soon as I take it, within 5 minutes, it just made me nauseated, sick at my stomach because I'm having problems eating. I don't have an appetite now. On this one, I'm not eating.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat.
How long has the not eating been going on?
The not eating's been going on ever since probably Thursday. Probably about Thursday.
And have you been throwing up at all?
I'm dry heaving. Now, I'm eating some, but not like I used to. Like today, I ate like a half a biscuit and then like 5 chicken nuggets and some Jell-O and some cornbread and milk.
Oh, my goodness. So, Candy, here's the deal. That would give me anxiety if I ate like that. I mean, you can't, eating like that would make anybody sick to their stomach. So let's do this. Let me go into this commercial break. We'll come out, and we're going to talk not just about anxiety, but we're going to talk about the role of nutrition and how it affects GABA levels in the brain. And we'll see if we can't connect the dots and put 2 and 2 together and maybe paint a picture. But I'll tell you this, the diet, nothing's going to change in your health. Nothing. I know you're on vacation, and I'm not trying to dampen the vacation. I hear you. You want to eat chicken nuggets?
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle-related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, DrAsaOnCall.com. Going to the break, talking with Candy. Candy's dealing with anxiety. She's on vacation down in Alabama, right?
Yes.
And down in Gulf Shores. Okay, so here's the deal. You're dealing with anxiety. You don't know why. It came out of nowhere. You're not stressed out. Life's not falling apart. But yet, you can't, let me guess, you can't sleep at night, right?
No, if I take my Xanax, I sleep at night.
No, I'm talking about without medicine.
Right.
Right. So one of the major symptoms of low GABA levels in the brain is insomnia and anxiety. Those are the two. And so you take the Xanax, and it takes care of those issues. So you're able to go to sleep, and then, of course, you're not anxious. But the problem is it's very addictive. So here's the deal. To bring GABA levels up, here are the foods from a nutritional perspective that one should avoid, okay? Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, anything with barley in it, anything with wheat flour in it, so that's bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. All those foods right there will lower your GABA levels and make them worse. So if you eat those foods, it's making your condition worse. And all the benzodiazepine, all the Xanax is doing is masking all that. Now, supplements that can be helpful for GABA. Remember, GABA itself, if you take it as a supplement, which they tried to make it into a supplement, but it didn't cross what's called the blood-brain barrier. It didn't cross over. And one of the main issues with the supplements that are actually beneficial, L-theanine, very good. L-taurine, very good as well. And here's one that they've said is really good, valerian root. But I've talked to a lot of pharmacists, and just the interactions of what valerian root can do, it can have some similar effects. It's got a very long half-life, and what that means is when you take a valerian root, it stays in the system. So I've talked to several pharmacists, and they just said that's on their blacklist, meaning that they're not big fans of recommending that. So they are the experts when it comes to chemistry in the body, no doubt, and how drugs interact, how supplements interact. So just be careful. If you look into valerian root, which is a big component for GABA levels, you got to be careful with it. And you got to make sure you're working with a doctor at some level that's watching over you with that. Because it can be combined with other components, and that can be fine. But just know that, again, you just got to be careful with it. So if you haven't had any major issues, life hasn't thrown you a major curveball, you haven't gone through a lot of stress, and you're wondering what in the world is going on and what's causing anxiety, usually it's nutritional, typically. And Xanax is only going to be a Band-Aid, and again, you'll get addicted to it, very much so. So I'd be real careful with it, and your diet, that's the other key. Now, you told me, basically, I mean, there wasn't one thing that you mentioned that was healthy in what you're eating. The only way you're going to really make some major transitions in your life and conquer brain chemistry and conquer your body chemistry and feel better than you've ever felt before is to really focus. Now, if you want to finish out your vacation and do what you want, that's up to you. And I don't want to like try to dictate that, take all the fun away, but there's more fun in healthy eating and healthy living and feeling really good and having the energy. I always say that nothing tastes as good as feeling good does. And that's a little mantra that I've always taught people and a mantra that I live by, and it's true. But healthy foods, if you make them right and learn how to eat, you know, prepare them and whatnot, it's really amazing. So I would encourage you to start maybe looking down that path of what it means to eat healthy. Now, my book is called Empowering Your Health. And that's a, you know, you can check that out on the website, DrAceOnCall.com. But, I mean, and there's a lot of good books out there. So if you get mine, get someone, find someone that you can figure out how to lower inflammation in the body, lower inflammation all the way around. And if you do that, you'll find a lot of the keys to really healthy living. You know, of course, drinking more water, exercise, all the basic lifestyle choices that it's kind of like common sense, but we just don't do it. A lot of people don't. Those make a major difference, too. But knowing that you can change, that's the key. I know you're dealing with anxiety, but remember, everything in the body is tied with everything. So it's all about connecting the dots. And when you start connecting the dots, that's where you start finding the healing for what you're shooting for. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can check us out on the web, DrAceOnCall.com. Facebook and Twitter, both at the same website. We can catch you and get up with all that's going on the show. Avocado is our food for the day. I'm a big fan. Why? Because they're great for prostate health, but really so much, and they pack a huge punch. They're healthy fats, but they also contain folate, potassium, monounsaturated fats, and of course they're very high in fiber, and they contain oleic acid, which has been found to improve overall fat levels in the body and help control diabetes. So by using avocados, their main source is fat, of course, but they can lower triglycerides by up to 20%. Yes, I said lower your triglycerides by up to 20%. Pretty incredible. And they help lower overall cholesterol. A low-fat diet containing avocados has been shown to both lower levels of dangerous low-density lipoprotein, that's the bad type of cholesterol, and raise the HDLs, that's the good kind of cholesterol. And the avocados are also a huge source of fiber, 10 grams and only one avocado. And we know, of course, that will help lower blood pressure, heart disease, and certain types of cancer, specifically colon cancer. And they contain 30% more potassium than a banana. So don't go for the banana, go for the avocado. Potassium is beneficial on the body by lowering blood pressure, yada, yada, yada. So, as you can see, the benefits of avocados, I'm a big fan of. Most people worry about the fat, and I think it's ridiculous because the fat in these avocados is the kind of fat that you need. And most of us get a lot of the fat we don't need. By putting the good, healthy fats in, you'll notice a big difference in your overall health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Dr. Asa. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at EarthFare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.